Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
One cold winter's night in 1933, a fire broke out at the Reichstag, seat of Germany's legislature. The new chancellor, Adolf Hitler, blamed communist saboteurs. He suspended civil liberties and pushed through an emergency law that let him rule by decree. A year ago this week, the U.S. legislature was attacked by supporters of Donald Trump. They wanted to overturn the 2020 election and keep their guy president. We may never know how close our democracy came to suffering the same fate as Germany's 88 years earlier. We do know that some of Trump's advisors wanted him to use the chaos at the Capitol to declare a national emergency, as Hitler did, to use the military to help stay in office. Investigations into the Capitol attack grind on, and Americans are worried. In a new NPR Ipsos poll, nearly two-thirds of respondents said our democracy is, quote, in crisis or at risk of failing. Meanwhile, a third of Republicans say it's okay to use violence to attain political goals. Democracy has held up pretty well as a form of government for centuries now, but it's currently under threat in a number of places. Poland, Belarus, Turkey, Brazil, Hong Kong. Each case is different, but there is a pattern. In their 2018 bestseller, How Democracies Die, Stephen Levitsky and Daniel Ziblatt of Harvard say the biggest danger isn't revolutions or military coups, it's elected leaders, especially ones who refuse to accept electoral losses, who overturn political norms, who undermine the very meaning of truth, offer voters the, quote, sugar high of populism, nativism, and demagoguery. The U.S. now checks all those boxes. What can we do to fix that? A good start would be to prosecute the people who attacked our legislature last year, and especially those who inspired them, so they don't try again. Also, those who are trying to undermine voting rights and install minority party rule. Hitler became a dictator partly because most Germans didn't try to stop him. If we don't act decisively, we may not get another chance for a long time. Hitler and his emergency law remained in place for a dozen more years. Only after Germany lost World War II and many lives did it become a free country again. If American democracy slips away, we may have to wait even longer and pay even more. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.